talk about Memorial Day for just a minute. Memorial Day was originally called Decoration Day, and I think it is very appropriate for us to remember it. And it's really to remember those who died in honor of our nation's service. After the Civil War, people in the North and South decorated the graves of those who were fallen soldiers. And in the spring of 1866, Henry C. Wells, who was a druggist in the village of Waterloo, New York, suggested that the patriots who had died in the Civil War should be honored by decorating their graves. That was picked up, and others began to embrace the idea, and a committee was formed, of course. A committee was formed to plan for an event devoted to honoring those who had died. Townspeople made wreaths and crosses and bouquets for each veteran's grave, and the villages were decorated and flags flown at half-mast. On May 5th of that year, a processional was held to the town cemeteries, and it was led by the veterans. The town observed this day of remembrance on May 5th on the following year as well. Then Decoration Day was officially proclaimed May 5th, 1868, by a General John Logan in a general order, and it was first observed officially on May 30th, 1868. The South didn't observe it. How many remember the history of that? South didn't observe it on the same day. They were preferring to honor their dead who had fallen in the Confederate side on separate days right up through until World War I. And then in 1882, prior to World War I, obviously, the name was changed to Memorial Day, and soldiers who had died in other wars were also honored. It was not until 1971 that Memorial Day was actually declared as a national holiday. That's interesting. I thought it was in existence a lot longer than that. And of course, people for ages and ages have decorated graves on Memorial Day, but it was actually declared a national holiday in 1971. I think it behooves us to remember those who have lost their lives. The American Revolution, there were 4,435 who died in battle. The War of 1812, 2,260. The Indian Wars, battle deaths were totaling about 1,000. The Mexican War, 1,733. The Civil War, battle deaths for the Union, just for the Union, were 140,414. Other deaths in service in the Civil War, non-theater, just on the Union side, 224,097. That was only on the Union side. Battle deaths on the Confederacy, 74,524. Other deaths in service, not in the theater, 59,297. It really was a horrific war. And you have to remember that what would happen most of the time on those deaths, or many of them, was that when they were wounded in battle, they didn't have the same kind of medications and surgical tactics that they have today. So people would oftentimes die of the infections that would come as an onset of the wounding. The Spanish-American War, 385 battle deaths. World War I, battle deaths were 53,402. Other deaths in service, non-theater, 63,114. In World War II, there were 291,557 who died in battle. Other deaths in the service, 113,842. It's a lot of people who have given their lives really for righteous causes that we have this freedom to celebrate and worship just like we're here today to do. The Korean War, battle deaths were 33,741, and other deaths that were in service, theater and non-theater, were about 20,000. The Vietnam War, 47,410 soldiers lost their lives in battle. There were another 42,000, nearly 43,000, who died in other occasions around, not necessarily in the theater of battle, in the Vietnam War. The Gulf War, 1990 to 1991, 147 died on the field. American wars total, there were 651,008 battle deaths and another 550,000 deaths in theater or non-theater. But I thought it would be interesting, pre-Vietnam combat casualties, we need to remember there are conflicts all around the world that our soldiers do fight on our behalf. or they are sent into battle in different areas, maybe not fully declared wars. But we need to remember the things that have happened. In Lebanon, if you recall, in 1982 to 84, 254 died. In Grenada, 18. The Persian Gulf, the first time around, was 147. Afghanistan, 143. And Iraq, as of this time frame, I believe, does anybody know a statistic as of this morning? 1,900 to 2,000, I believe, is the statistic in actual combat theater. A total of 2,439 Americans have been killed, including 522 non-combatant deaths as of May 16th, 2006. You know, I really believe it is appropriate for us to maintain an attitude of gratitude that we are able to be here in America, where we have the freedom to preach, the freedom to worship, the freedom to gather, just like we do. We become casual toward it. You know, in the Soviet Union, before that broke apart, and in communist countries, we understood the Cold War for years and decades, and there was no freedom in which to preach. How many remember stories of God's smuggler, Brother Andrew, and others carrying Bibles into Iron Curtain countries and around the world, sacrificing and putting their lives in jeopardy so the Bible could be preached and delivered to pastors? Now we have, I think, a billion Christians in China, or however many. It's an astronomical. The church is alive and well, albeit underground still in China. In Russia, we should realize that though there were freedoms that were talked a lot about a decade ago especially, it's becoming more and more shut down and more difficult as a functioning church. So we should join hands with those around the world who are wanting to worship. But we should especially recall with gratitude here in our own country that we are still free to worship like we are. And it's because of the blood spilled on the battlefields around the world. And I'm grateful for those that have gone on before us. Aren't you?
Amen.
Appropriate prayer, Ken. Thanks for praying. And we do pray that those soldiers who are men and women on different theaters around the world right now are blessed, are kept safe, and their families are well also.